Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side. While he dismissed the crowd, after he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before the dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you to the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down off the boat and walked on the water and came towards Jesus. When he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. Peter cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down, and those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
My name is Abel. I've been in this church since 2009, so that is quite a long time. As we have heard from the Bible reading today, Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 33. I want us to discuss it. I want us to have a chat. I want us to reflect on it and have some thought. I also want us to pay attention, if you can grab the Bible reading, because that is what we are going to talk about today. It's about the Bible verse. You can grab the Bible because we are going to go each chapter one after the other. And that's why I have... our focus today is going to be faith, fear, and the one who calms the storm. This passage, as we all know, this passage comes straight after Jesus feed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. It records 2 linked events. The disciples caught in the storm on the Sea of Galilee, and the Peter's attempt to walk on the water towards Jesus. Together, they reveal Jesus' divine authority, the reality of human doubt, and his unwavering care for all who follow him. Let's have a chat about all these Bible verses. In verse 22 to 23, Jesus sent the disciples ahead across the lake, dismisses the crowd, and climb a mountain to pray alone. Even after great service, he makes time to be with his Father. Prayer without ceasing, even when you're exhausted, that is the only way to be with the Father. In verse 24 to 26, by nightfall, the boat is far from shore, battered by waves and blown back by a strong headwind. Before dawn, Jesus walked on the water towards them. Terrified, they cry out that they have seen a ghost. The disciples' fear shows they were already exhausted from fighting rough waves. Whatever that will make you to be exhausted in the point you will not recognize Jesus in your life, be reversed in the mighty name of Jesus. In verse 27 to 39, Jesus speaks once, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered, "Lord, if it is you, command me to walk on the water." At Jesus' word, "Come," Peter steps out and walk on the water towards him. Brethren, this is faith. Faith. All things are possible with faith. In verse 30 to 31, when Peter sees how fierce the wind is, fear takes hold and he began to sink. he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus reached out immediately, catch him, and say gently, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" In verse 32 to 33, as soon as they climbed back into the boat, the wind forced silence. The disciples worshipped him, declaring, "Truly, you are the Son of God." What are the takeaways from this Bible verse today? What are the themes, the insight? Jesus is Lord over all creation. Walking on water and silencing the wind are things only God can do. Job chapter 9, verse 18, chapter 9, verse 8. This miracle confirms his divine identity. Prayer is our strength. Jesus prioritized prayer even when exhausted and busy. He shows us we cannot stand firm without abiding in God. Faith looks to Jesus, not circumstances. Peter walked well while he looked at Jesus. He sank when he looked at the storm. That comes when we focus on our problem instead of our Savior. Weak faith is better than no faith. Peter's faith was imperfect, but he still steps out. Jesus did not reject him. He rescued him. He met us in our weakness. Fear gives way to worship. When they saw his power and love, fear turned to praise. Every point back to who he truly is. I want us to further reflect on today's Bible verse. The I am who comes to us. When Jesus says, "It is I," the original language echoes God's holy name, I am, Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. He is not just saying, "It is me." He is declaring, "I am the God who is with you." He comes to us in the dark, in the storm, and when hope feels lost. We are never alone. He is Eroi, the God that sees us. Storms are not punishment. They are a place of meeting. The disciples did exactly what Jesus asked. Yet, they still face storm. Following Jesus does not mean no trouble. It means he will be with us through every trouble. The storm was not proof he had left them. It was the very place he revealed himself most clearly. True faith is willing, not presumptuous. Peter did not assume he could walk on the water. He asked, "Lord, if it is you, command me." Faith is not arrogance. It is ready obedience. He took the risk simply to draw closer to the Lord. Brethren, being in this room today is a step towards God. A question that invites us deeper. When Jesus asks, "Why did you doubt?" as we heard in the Bible reading, it is not a harsh rebuke. It is a gentle question for us all. What carries more weight for you? What you saw with your eyes or what I said. He does not despise small faith. He wants to help it grow. Faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountain. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Rescue is always immediate. Peter did not have to beg or plead. Before he could sink far, Jesus' hand was already there. God's help is never late. He hears our faintest cry and acts at once. His mercy is always swifter than our fear. The journey always leads to worship. When the wind stopped, they did not just breathe easily. They worshipped. Every storm we pass through, every time he saved us, bring us to the same place, bowing down and saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Whatever God has done for you, we have a place where we pray down there. You can go there, pray and give God thanks, because thanksgiving actually moves God. Today practical application of today's Bible verse. Storm do not mean God has forgotten us. He is watching over us and praying for us even when we cannot see him. No matter what we are facing today, don't think God has left us. He sees us. He knows us by name. He knows our heart. 1 John chapter 3, verse 20. Make prayer a priority. It is what keeps us steady when life feels overwhelming. Step out in faith, however small. Even if you stumble, call on him. He will hold you up. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. He is greater than any wind or wave you will ever face, such as relationships, marriages, insanity, infirmity. God is greater than all of them. As I conclude today, Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 33 is far more than a story about a miracle on the lake. It is a picture of the Christian life. We will face storm. Our faith may falter, but Jesus is always near. He holds all things in his hand, and his grace is greater than all our doubts. May we learn to trust him more than we fear the storm, and join the disciples in declaring, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, who walk upon the waves and calm every storm, when the wind of life blows strong and we are afraid, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. When we stumble, hold us fast. When we doubt, increase our faith. For you are our Savior and our God, now and forevermore.